Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Boy, this is really weird. David Wilcock dead? And then I see some post about, he wouldn't have committed suicide. No, he would not have. If you've looked into David Wilcock at all, you know that. So, background, he's a guy who looks into, you know, non-standard science. Really gathers information, is also very interested in what type of secrets are behind closed government doors and black budget. So now the question is going to be, it may not become an open question, but he was the type of guy who would be looking for and would talk about and discuss a deep throat type revelation. And I've said that he's also the type of guy that all you gotta do is plant the wrong deep throat. I mean, a fake deep throat. And he might go with it because it's such an interesting and grand, disclosure type information that he wants to get out. And he would just keep it. Hey, these are my sources. I have deep sources. And you go, well, when you do that, how do you know it's not disinformation? Unless they took you there and you saw the craft or the like. But David Wilcock, very interesting. He's definitely a truth seeker. And it's kind of like a David Icke. You know, you take him for what you will, because some of his stuff no doubt overlaps with really, really, really important things. And other things not. But I have several, I should say, I think I've read several books. I certainly have. I think two books from him. They're big, giant books, kind of like a David Icke book would be. But don't particularly talk about reptilians. Talk about some of them really pull together non-standard or unpublicized science very well, actually. Think of the water idea. You know, does water take on different forms? And these types of things. A lot of the Russian paranormal experiments that we found out that they did and they released. And his book called Source Field Investigations is great. But he would be the type of person who would wander into these types of secrets and towards the person who would be trying to disclose and whistleblow, and then not necessarily think, oh boy, this is probably as close as I need to go to this. And you may not necessarily think, whoa boy, I need to shut up now. I need to understand it internally and figure out how vaguely I'm going to put this out, because this could be the end of me. He's a very spiritual guy. He tends to think he doesn't tend to. He at least entertains the thought that he is the reincarnation of, is it Edward Casey maybe that he thinks he is? So that's odd. But he's an interesting guy, certainly is a positive guy, and I hope it's not true. They say, well, is he dead? His family hasn't exactly shared it yet. This is literally as of mid-morning Central Time, and it looks like the breaking news would have been from last night-ish, and so semi-confirmed, semi-not confirmed. It's depending on where you look. So that's certainly interesting. In this day and age, as I said, I mean, our secrecy complex just cannot be the worst. It cannot be any worse. It is the epitome of evil. When you say, if we're talking source field investigations, we're talking about things like free energy. We're talking about things like anti-gravitics. We're talking about the power of the mind, the true science, as opposed to pharmaceutical market science, and so on and so forth. And the integrated holistic body, not how what science does, quote, science, is cut it up into such specialties, no pun intended, that the knowledge does not go across the expertise areas. It's meant to be very, very hyper-focus so that we don't see the connections medicinally, and then even spiritually, that becomes an analogy. And that's what source field is about. It's almost like, what is the theory of everything, right? That brings together magnetism, electricity, gravity, and all that. It'd be kind of like that idea. Source field investigation is certainly a very good book. Whenever I try to go to a site, it seems a little too far out there for like, well, there's nothing that I can actually know from this. This is nice speculation, but how do I know it? So there are different sites that are like that, and it's fine. They can decide. I'd rather, you know, the information piece goes out there and it can build. Even if I can't say, and even if it seems crazy way out there, even if I can't give enough information for people to go, well, I'm convinced now that's a great source. Great evidence. They would still rather have it out there, some people. And there's certainly a place for that in the truth community. And one wonders what line he overstepped, because these days, truth can mean death. And that's why I've always railed against every scintilla of the deception agencies. They are there to lie to you, to hold really, really valuable information, some of which would either put humanity on a separate path directly, or would start us down toward that path of knowledge and development that would certainly put humanity on a different path. I've said this before, but very quickly, you think of whatever type of information, whatever type of technology and understanding is behind things like non-gravitics, things that get rid of gravity, okay? It exists. It's just a matter of, you know, the degree. And think about that. If you do not have to deal with gravity or can use it in your favor, well, then think of that type of technology and how much more efficient it is for basically everything, transportation, of individuals, transportation of goods, and so on. You literally don't even have to worry about the fairly efficient, you know, wheels. Think about it. This is how spacecraft actually move, in my opinion. When you see, if you believe in spacecraft, and you talk about the witnesses that say it's a right angle, or how can they go so quick, you know, quietly. What they're doing is they're, in essence, affecting the gravitic field immediately around the ship. And what they're doing is basically falling. They're creating a change in elevation, if you will, of where it is versus where they want to go. In essence, making that area seem downhill. And when something is falling, because locally, you are now going toward the, quote, lower elevation, even if that lower elevation is mostly horizontal, well, falling is not requiring energy. It's, right? So that's some of what it's based on. But, yeah, David Wilcock? It's not great news. I imagine, if I had to guess, he's very late 40s or in his... He's somewhere in the range of 47 to, I'd say, 56. And I had to guess, and I'll probably just look it up since I'm recording this. 47 to 56, and I would guess that he's 53. But this is one Hindustan Times. What happened to David Wilcock? Boulder death probe sparks concern about writer and UFO specialist. A death probe in Boulder County fueled rumors that paranormal writer David Wilcock died, but no confirmation has come from his family yet. And Interstellar is saying by suicide? No. I'm gonna say this is really sometimes I it seems like I use Israel as my rhetorical whipping boy, but it's the example that comes to mind to really talk about what the powers that be do. They have admitted historically and otherwise that they will kill scientists, you know, just people trying to advance knowledge for their own society. And the United States and other powers clearly will kill now whistleblowers and disclosure activists. I'm not saying that happened here, but I highly doubt that David Wilcock, and there you go, he's 53, died by suicide. That's crazy, and nobody should believe it. It's bad. Our world is in a bad, 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 bad place. Yeah, he's had the Divine Cosmos platform. Of course, you see him on the History Channel. I don't really watch Ancient Aliens. I get the point. Is it possible? Is it possible? Yeah, it's possible. Probably even probable. I don't know how you keep pushing the same subject matter this much. Sad. Very, very sad. One way or the other, this is the interesting thing. When Kamala was going to get elected, as I've mentioned many a time, he said, Elon Musk is abusing his privilege. You mean to allow people to use his platform to speak about all things? To actually have a town square? And she said, there can't be different rules for different people. And as I've said, there aren't. It's the First Amendment. Except for the people that you already have on a leash. Your leash, where maybe they're voluntarily on your leash. I don't know. You gave them a treat. For other big tech, doesn't mean that somebody has to be on your leash. And so we avoided that in some ways. It's really an odd time. Because Trump, you know, really communicates more than any other president ever. And it's not even close. There would be weeks and months in between, for instance, probably the opposite case, but certainly people were closer to that end. When Biden would communicate, how often Biden would communicate, weeks and months in between true communications from him. But now every time you turn around, there's an utterance from Trump. So it's weird because on the one hand, he just does things and he's very open about it. And you go, what the fuck? But why'd you do it? Example, Hormuz, how dare Iran close the Strait of Hormuz? Now peace talks. I mean, listen, it was absolutely morally and ethically wrong. I think they're doing closing the Strait of Hormuz for strategic reasons when we start bombing them out of the blue, trying to destroy their planet, their culture, and assassinate their leaders. What do they think they're doing? Creating a, trying to create leverage with the Strait of Hormuz. How bad is that? Oh, by the way, we're going to make sure the Strait of Hormuz is closed, the United States. And that will be leverage for the cease, for the talks with Iran. What? Wasn't it just an ethical violation? So it's really weird. It's like, what the fuck, Trump? I'm glad you're talking about it, but what the fuck? But the speech is there. And yet now we have disclosure types dying. And again, it's kind of like, although I didn't know this, I was going to say it's kind of like the warehouse factories, warehouse fires. You go, wow. And back the food supply fires from months ago, from several years ago during COVID era. Like, wait a second, that can't be coincidental, right? And you try to be an honest kind of statistician, you know, amateur statistician, go, well, maybe they could be. It doesn't seem right to me. It doesn't seem like it's just more reporting now. It seems like, no, certainly that is out of the statistical norm. And so now you go, what is like a warehouse fires? And then, but I'm not a Redditor. And then I look accidentally on Reddit for a little while yesterday, and there are all these assholes saying, that gets somewhere it hurts. You fucking assholes. They're pushing for terroristic burning of warehouses. Because that's better than doing whatever kind of street protest, they say. It's like, holy crap. I mean, maybe those are also fake accounts, but didn't seem like it. So the world is insane right now. And yeah, Trump got us there partially, but it was going to be insane. If you really want to say how Trump got us there, it's when these assholes overreacted with all of these crisis events, these chaos events, just because they thought Trump might get elected in the second term, which literally led to the overreaction of COVID, which, as I said before, epidemic, sure, not a pandemic, because it's a fable that a respiratory illness can kill, you know, hundreds of millions of people. Not how respiratory illnesses work, because it works directly against you. You could have a significantly engineered virus that could kill more, but remember, the more it kills, the less it spread. And then you go, it's the exact combination of it. It takes long enough to develop in a person, but it can also spread. Well, then wouldn't it spread everywhere? And how are the death rates so low? So that was the ultimate chaos event. So you could say, well, Trump has caused this absolutely insanity in the sense of back when he had a perfectly stable term that did not involve wars. Remember that? I remember that. They said, well, we can't possibly have him elected again. Why the fuck not? What was going wrong? And so chaos started, just pure insanity chaos. And it was during his first term too. This chaos events. All of a sudden, a giant spike of school shootings. Like all within the same 9-month period. What would that have to do with the price of tea in China as far as it being Trump? Why would it be so out of the norm? And then it was, you know, food fires. And then it was a George Floyd thing when everybody's supposed to know better and stay inside. Then it's okay not to stay inside. And it's okay to burn your capital. It's okay to burn many, many businesses. No, it's the right thing to do. Mostly peaceful. Then, of course, January 6th and those lies. And so the world's insane. But it's very open now. But with Israel and the other powers that be, just asking for more insanity, and Trump happy to go along. This is like the counterbalance. I know I went around the world there of, well, Kamala was going to shut everything down. Elon Musk is abusing his privileges for allowing people to say all their various opinions on X. Abusing his privileges. Why are there different standards for different people? And then we find out with the Supreme Court case, definitely, they were working with big tech to censor. But Supreme Court, in all of its idiocy, says, yeah, but you didn't make the tie directly to these individual plaintiffs. Assholes. It was a at-scale exercise. And you have the evidence to show that it was at-scale exercise. How dare you lie and say you can't bring it back to these plaintiffs? There's tens of thousands of documents in the record. And so then that administration does not get punished. But they were doing unconstitutional, literal, by the book, by the letter, unconstitutional activities of censorship. And so now we're not as censored, but we instead go the route of let's murder those people who might disclose our activities. What was it, a week back or 3 weeks back, probably 2 weeks back, where somebody out of the military was trying to disclose something and now they're in prison for treason or whatever it is, or they're on their way. UCMJ stuff, actually, more likely. And so this is like, it's odd too, because Trump is like, oh, we're putting out this UFO stuff. Well, is he now? Because I've only just thought of that tie-in. But wait a second. Pope and Wilcock, big time disclosure activists. So were they about to lead with some of the things that were about to be disclosed broadly? And what does it say about Trump and if he'll really do it now and how much? If they're like, we're going to start plugging our leaks and maybe we can handle the president separately, but at least we've got the message out there. Hey, assholes, you try to disclose too much, we just kill you. This is why, again, the NSA and all these things, the NSA got to grow to monster levels in the dark. And when you go back to Bill Binney and A Good American documentary that I've told you about, you cannot understate how bad it is that there are these money pits that are about disclosure, that are about information that's supposedly you're not good enough to know. Think about that. As American citizens, as really world citizens paying your taxes, you get to die instead of know this. But other people are privileged enough to have the information, to know the information, to be able to build expertise and technology off of the information, but not you. You fucking prole. It's so bad. It's so bad. And again, the person who really let us know the levels of jackassery, still in hiding, in essence. Can't even come back to his own country. But the, entity itself just gets to continue to grow its tentacles. It's not constitutional anyway. I don't think there's any saving us. I mean, honestly, I just keep chipping away at the information, but there's no saving us. That's why I say the least we can do is shout about our indignation. And then through the mass, we probably slow it down slightly. But the odd thing is that's kind of what Wilcock and probably Pope were probably trying to do. Committed suicide, my ass. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.